Want to shop Walmart Black Friday deals first? Walmart Plus members get early access to our hottest deals. Join now and get 50% off a one-year annual membership. Shop Black Friday deals first with Walmart Plus. See terms at walmartplus.com.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
With Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas, I'm Freddie Coleman. Welcome to the best show on your radio. It is Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much. Presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And always tell that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. Oh, we had a caller call in and give a question about my Dallas Cowboys. And what is Jerry Jones doing in terms of Dak Prescott and maybe waiting for a certain other quarterback playing in that state in college known as Arch Manning? We're going to get to that in about 10 minutes, how I answer that question, and get to the sad comedic stylings involving Jerry Jones and the ongoing negotiations with Dak Prescott. But plenty of people still want to weigh in on the Dr. Pepper and Freddie and Harry Groove line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your nightmare's over. Your dream's about to come true. The NFL is back tonight, 8:20 Eastern time on NBC. You got the game involving the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. Those two teams met in the AFC Championship game in January. Who wins tonight and why? 888-729-3776. One of our favorites is Andre in Massachusetts. Andre, what you have about tonight's game, my friend?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the time. Listen, you got to strike when the iron is hot. And that time was last year for the Baltimore Ravens at home in the AFC Championship game when everything was going in the right direction for them. Listen, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they're not going to let you come into the Chiefs' kingdom tonight and spoil their little party. So I got the Chiefs winning 27-20 just based on that fact. No, we're not going to allow the season to get started off on the wrong note and for you to come into our house and derail what we got going on. Even though the Ravens are the better team, they were the better team last year in that game that they should have won. So I'm favoring the home team, the defending champion, Chiefs. I think they're going to get it done. Overall, this should be the Ravens' year, but you fool me once, shame on you. You fool me twice, shame on me. I won't believe it until I see it.
Hey, Devin Kane, I didn't realize that you and Andre in Massachusetts were the same person. I got to see it. I got to believe it. That's when I'll be able to see it, if that's belief. Remember last year, Kansas City lost opening night to the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
Detroit was able to feel that much better about themselves. The Chiefs said, we're going to be okay. We didn't have Travis Kelce. We didn't have Chris Jones in this ballgame. But the look on their face is told a different story. They were really, really upset that the Detroit Lions ruined their party commemorating last year, the year before winning that championship. I believe they do not want that to happen again, even though it's only game one of 17 games in the NFL season.
Well, we want all kind of things. You know, I love a solid gold toilet. That's on my want list, but it's not going to happen anytime soon,
you
Freddie.
You want a solid gold toilet?
Yes,
really?
Yes.
Are you peoples from Shaft?
Sometimes I am.
I just want to make sure we
understand. You look a little like Pretty Tony, though, from the Mac.
Well done. Deep dive.
Well done. In
blaxploitation gangster movies. When it comes to Shannon Penn. Put it this way. Whatever's going to happen tonight, I'm not going to say it's a telltale sign of what's going to happen in the regular season, but if you're the Baltimore Ravens, you want to get on that good foot. You want to get off on that good foot and say, hey, you got us last year. We got you this year. I firmly believe, Chad, this is not the only time these two teams are going to meet each other in 2024.
I completely agree with that. These two teams are headed to a playoff battle, as I see it. But, again, I think this first one, I'll let the callers give their thoughts, okay. And I will jump in later.
There we go. Jazz in Missouri tonight. Who wins the game between the Ravens and the Chiefs to kick off the NFL season and how?
Football's back, baby.
Amen.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Freddie. Hey, man. First and foremost, man, love the show, bro. First-time caller. Love you guys, man.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
No doubt. I'm actually from Tennessee, and I'm married to a Chiefs fan. So I'm in Missouri, married to a Chiefs fan. I'm taking Baltimore tonight. They're going to run the ball. Henry, previous Titans fan, Titans player. So definitely going for Baltimore. And one last thing.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Evan Cohen.
Yes.
He's a sneaky Titans fan.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he loves the Titans just sneakily since the Patriots suck. But I love you guys, man. Hey, I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Jazz, real
Appreciate
quick.
You.
Jazz, don't go anywhere real quick. So if your team, if the Ravens win tonight, are you going? I mean, we know that's going to be better for your household. But if they don't win, how much gloating are you going to do, or are you just going to leave that alone in the household?
You know what? I got my wings. They're marinating tonight, and my wife ain't getting no wings tonight if Baltimore lose.
Wow. Deny the wings.
Serious. Jazz is standing up for all the men out there who wanted to do those kind of things, but no, they bet not when it comes to the missus.
No wings for you, baby. Not tonight.
Marinated wings. Now I'm really getting hungry, getting ready for tonight's game. I already got that on my menu. I got to find some wings somewhere to eat tonight leading into that game between Kansas City and Baltimore. 100 in Atlanta. 100. Who wins tonight's game between the Ravens and the Chiefs to kick off the NFL season, and how did they do it?
Woo-woo. It's your boy 100 in the house. Watch him out. You understand me?
We do.
We got you.
Hey, big Ravens gang in the house. You understand? Hey, look. I don't even care if we even win this game, though. You know what I'm saying? It don't even matter. I want them in the playoffs. We can beat them today, yeah, feel confident. Man, I want them when the money on the line. You understand me? They might just lay it down. They might even make us feel good about it. Yeah, Ravens, y'all can have this game. Come see us in the playoffs. That's when I want them. I want to go to Kansas City, get me some good old barbecue. Mm-hmm. You understand me? And yeah, and Ravens up.
I love that. He's like, look.
I love it.
Me too. Win or lose, it's all about the playoffs with Kansas City.
Now, you say it differently than 100 said it right there.
You say
it differently.
I do.
But I've heard you say similar things about your Cowboys.
Oh, boy.
Freddie, about regular season matchups. I think we had a big regular season matchup last year. You were like, this is great, this matchup tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Or this weekend. I can't remember what day, if it was the Thursday night game. But anyway. Mm-hmm. You said, that's great, but I need to see it in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so Ravens fans are already fast-forwarding through the season. Mm-hmm. They're gonna ignore what I talked about earlier about you got to start each season brand new. You got to go through the whole process. You can't just fast-forward to the end of the season. You got to earn your way back there.
Yeah, no doubt. You're exactly right. But when you're in the land of Mahomes, that's what he does to you. And, Chad, you know this. And you played in the land of Tom Brady and in the land of Peyton Manning. Certain guys do that to you where you say, yeah, in the short term, we want to take down that monster. But we know once that monster goes back in the cave, when he comes back out in the playoffs, it's going to be an even worse monster to deal with. When you live in the land of certain guys or certain teams, I can't even imagine what the SEC went through in the land of Saban all those years. They couldn't wait for him to retire. The minute that Nick Saban says, I'm out, you know what the coaches were doing? They were doing the Irish jig around offices in the SEC. Finally, that beast is over. Because when you're in that land of certain guys, they make it very hard on you to celebrate a victory when you get them. Because you don't get them when it really, really matters. That is what people are going to remember, especially more than ever in the land of Mahomes.
Well said, my friend. Well said.
That's what I do. 8 years of college. Big joining in New Orleans, one of our personal favorites. Big J, who wins tonight between the Ravens and the Chiefs to kick off this NFL season, brother?
My brothers. It's that time, baby. Freddie, how you doing, man? Chad Brown, I was a fan, baby. You was a hit him in the mouth kind of player.
Appreciate
but, that. But I want to first of all give you guys congratulations on the 1 year, man. Listen,
thank you.
Barton High. My favorite show until I got Freddie and Harris. You know what's happening. But Baltimore, only because Jackson is my fantasy. I'm starting Jackson tonight. But I love both of them quarterbacks, man. I expect a real good game, real competitive game, and possibly a lot of points. Love you, brothers, man. Keep doing your thing. Congratulations.
Thank you again, Big Jonah. Much love back. If anything, if you're the National Football League, we have not had a quarterback rivalry along the lines of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady since Peyton Manning and Tom Brady were playing against each other. We could almost have it a little bit with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, but he's not been able to beat him in the playoffs. And we don't know what the Buffalo Bills, even though I'll say right now, I think Buffalo is a bigger threat to Kansas City, not making it a three-peat, than the Baltimore Ravens. I'll say that on board right now because I think that team will be better than what we saw last year. I know they're injured on defense. They're still going to be good on defense. The offensive line got a bunch of bouncers throwing guys out of the club at the end of the night that can play any kind of style. They're going to be more of a team that's going to be a patient, run the ball team, and rely on Josh Allen to make those kind of mistakes. That being said, if you can get Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, in a rivalry where they can beat each other either in the regular season or in the playoffs, we could have a second coming of a Manning Brady that we have not had in the NFL since both of those dudes were playing against each other.
I would absolutely welcome that kind of rivalry back into the league, that kind of fan conversation that goes back and forth with this. But going back to the Buffalo Bills, you think it's going to be a case of addiction by subtraction there? They lost a lot of folks. Well, that's going to somehow make them better?
Yeah, but the one folk that they did lose is a guy that, as talented as he is, and believe me, Stephon Diggs is going to work it out in Houston. Mm-hmm. Because he wants to prove to people that he was not the problem,
right,
that he was not the issue in Buffalo, why they could not break through against Kansas City, why they could not break through and get to a Super Bowl. He's going to show people, in my opinion, that he was not the problem. But sometimes it's good that you can go one way and let other guys go their other way. This way you can be happier somewhere else. I think Buffalo is going to be infinitely happier not having Stephon Diggs and whatever talent he brought to the table. He could be a very mercurial guy on another football field. And whatever losses they have, they got enough of a coaching system in place that's going to be able to overcome that. They overcame all those injuries last year, and they were still a top 10 defense rated when it comes to the National Football League. And by the way, they got my favorite player playing this weekend, and that's DeMar Hamlin. After what he went through that January night in 2023, where he almost lost his life on the football field against Cincinnati, he's going to be starting on Sunday for the Buffalo Bills against the Arizona Cardinals. You don't have to be a fan of the Bills. You don't have to hate the Bills. But that's the one player, in my opinion, Chad, that we all should be rooting for. The fact that he's back on the football field and starting at the position that he used to play before all that happened, we can always rally around people like that. Buffalo could rally around a situation like that and be maybe more of a threat to Kansas City in the AFC than anybody else.
I love the DeMar Hamlin story. I think we all should be rooting for him, to your point. But Disney stories don't win football games, bro. You got to go out there and earn that on the field. I'm just not seeing the Bills through the same lens that you are. Uh-huh. I love the Disney story. That's awesome.
Okay. I'm Scar. We'll come to my Mufasa and symbol. Okay. I see you there, Chad Brown.
Yes.
One last one from Des in Minnesota. He's also another one of our favorites. Des, your prediction for tonight's Ravens-Chiefs game that kick off NFL 2024 is what?
Oh, I love the Ravens and the Chiefs game, but I can't start this off without shouting out the Dr. Pepper call-in line for taking all our calls. I appreciate you guys. And say you're smart speaking to play Freddie and Harry while you're at it.
That's why we love Des. Des, that's why we love you, brother. That's why we love you.
And you know what? I love you back. So first and foremost, I think the Ravens are going to lose only because they're too friendly, man. Stop shaking Patrick Mahomes' hands. Them hands are nasty. So you gotta hit them with the sweet one. You got to drink some Dr. Pepper before you pop in this game, because if you don't, you know how you drink that? You know how you drink Dr. Pepper and you get that in the back of your throat?
Right,
that's how
right.
I feel when Patrick Mahomes find a way to win. You gotta disrespect him, man. You can't go in there friendly. You got to disrespect that man. You got to disrespect their coaching staff.
Oh, man.
You got to tell the ball boy to deflate the ball. You got to do something. This is insane.
I love it.
Happy anniversary to Freddie and Harry, man. I love y'all.
Oh, much love.
Keep up the good work.
We certainly will, brother. We stand on your shoulders. I got tears in my eyes.
Dez was awesome. Dez is awesome. I like it, though. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a certain AAU thing that I call now that it exists in professional athletes, and it bothers me sometimes. I lived in the same neighborhood as the Broncos fullback when they had their back-to-back Super Bowls, Howard Griffin.
Oh, yeah. Good friend
of
mine. Yeah,
he's a host on Big Ten Network. Does a tremendous job.
Yeah, man.
But I was a linebacker. He was a fullback. We lived like seven houses from each other. Our kids went to the same school. We would pick up our kids, like literally my car's behind his car, picking up our kids. And our wives were friends. And my wife asked me, how come you can't like be friendly to Howard? Because I got to smash that dude in like 3 months. And he's coming for me.
Yep.
So we can be friends. We can be best bros after this whole thing is over. But until he retires or I retire, I can't roll like that. There's just simply no way I can ever roll like that. So this thing of exchanging jerseys and all this stuff, it's a little lost on me. Maybe this is my old man speaking here. Maybe I'm out of turn. But for me, yes. When it's a rivalry, you hate them dudes. You hate their colors. You hate their mamas. Mm-hmm. You hate all of them. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I'll shake your hand and smile on your face and go to the sideline like, yep, we kicked they blanked tonight. That's what we did.
Yeah, yeah. Co-sign with that. I'm with you on that one. That AAUization, when it comes to athletics more than ever before, that makes my eyes want to bulge out of my head just like that. Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio. Progressive Insurance makes it easy to save money. This way, when you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renter's insurance, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. That way, it's easy to bundle and easy to save. So visit Progressive.com.
We know you love drama.
All in. We're all in.
And there's only one franchise that does drama better than anyone else.
Let's do it the right way. It's exciting. You excite me.
So, what in the world is going on with the Dallas Cowboys today?
How about them Cowboys?
Well, whatever goes on the Dallas Cowboys, unfortunately, it begins and ends with Jerry Jones. Because, as I like to say, he is mouth almighty, tongue everlasting. There's not any position that he wants to speak on regarding his Dallas Cowboys. When he was on the Stephen A. Smith show, you know he couldn't wait to wax poetic or sad or comedic regarding Dak Prescott negotiations and a new contract.
We have the challenge of not only recouping what we have spent on him over the last 4 years, we've got to add that to what we're going to be paying him for the future. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not Dak's problem, only in that it's the Dallas Cowboys' problem, because that money is not going to be there to spend on supporting cast. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to ask ourselves, can we have the kind of success that Dak deserves, we deserve, his teammates deserve, our fans deserve? Mm-hmm. Can we do that and get in the range to afford Dak? I think we can.
Now, normally I would say, Jerry, stop it. But, you know, he's not exactly wrong. Here's the problem with it. Jerry Jones knows the salary cap goes up to over $260 million next year, $284 million the year after that, $314 million the year after that. He always talks about the long game. But he's talking about that long game in terms of how it's going to benefit that he does not want to pay Dak Prescott that kind of money. And, you know, it's his team. If he believes that Dak Prescott is not worth $65 to $70 million a year, which seems to be the numbers I'm hearing regarding the next contract, Dak Prescott, I understand it, especially when Dak Prescott and the Cowboys had not been able to break through, Chad, and win a championship since 1995. I get it. But when it comes to Jerry Jones, it seems that time and time again, he'll put these things out there. And then you know what happens? He signs CeeDee Lamb. He signs this player. He signs that player. Just say you're going to pay Dak Prescott. It's going to take a little longer than you want, but just say that. Because everybody knows at a certain point, that's what you're going to do. All this back and forth and these word salad things he likes to put out there, it's just ridiculous that it underscores the fact that he knows he wants to pay Dak Prescott. And if he doesn't pay Dak Prescott, there's going to be a quarterback needy team that's going to do that, especially the salary cap going up next year and the year after that and the year after that in the National Football League.
I like to be succinct in my words. So I sat there, and once we started playing that Jerry Jones sound clip, I literally put my hands over my ears so I could hear every word that he was saying to understand what he was going to say. And he could have actually said that in about seven words. We want to build a good football team. We want to make sure we can still do that and still sign Dak Prescott. Okay, maybe that's 11 words or whatever the case may be. But he said all that he said. So I just find Jerry Jones at this point to be comedic material. It's a comedy. It's not, he's not, we're not necessarily laughing with him because he's not laughing. We're laughing at him. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference there. So there's that aspect to it all. But to your point, every team faces these things. It's not a Cowboys thing. You've got to figure out how to allocate your resources. But if you are sure that Dak is the guy, and by no indications as Jerry Jones says Dak is not the guy, where I'm waiting to see or I need to see more, mm-hmm. it's not a Jordan Love situation where he's got nine starts and we're still uncertain. Dak is who Dak is. So if you think he's the guy, then you can get ahead of this, Jerry Jones, if you choose to. You don't have to wait until the quarterback salaries get driven up from $50 million to $55 million to $61 million. You don't have to play that game. Mm-hmm. You can re-sign him to a new deal early if this is so important to you. But the fact that you continually kick the can down the road for all these guys – you set up these situations yourself, Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
You can be more proactive rather than reactive. He chooses always to try to elongate this as if somehow that's going to make the numbers become less. These players don't go on sale because you keep kicking the can down the road. Mm-hmm. The price only gets higher, Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that's why I don't believe what he's trying to sell based on what you just said. Another reason why I'm not believing what he's trying to sell regarding this drawn-out process involving Dak Prescott and his contract, I go back to something that Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL reporter and insider, said a couple of nights ago on Amber and Ian with Amber Wills and Ian Fitzsimmons. He literally put his name out there on the line by saying, this whole Dak-Jerry situation, this will come to an end sooner or later.
Looking ahead to free agency, you are betting on yourself a little bit. You are taking a little bit of a chance. And if the Cowboys give him whatever what he wants to make him happy, and part of that is he doesn't have to worry about this ever again, then maybe he does do a deal for less than what we think market value would be. I think there's a chance it gets done this week. I've been told that there's been positive momentum in these talks, that there's optimism around it. So I would not be surprised at all to see a resolution this week, even though you're right. There's no question he could make more money going to the market next year. But, you know, sometimes these guys aren't determined to max out. And if he gets a deal that he likes from the Cowboys, I do believe he would sign it.
To get in touch with my inner Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider. Now, why would Dan say that? There's no reason for Dan Graziano to say something like that if somebody inside that organization did not tell him where things are progressing. And it didn't come from Dak Prescott. It didn't come from Dak Prescott's reps. It came from somebody next to Jerry Jones. Because if they didn't believe that, why would they put that out there, Dan Graziano? He would not put his reputation on the line to look like a fool by saying something like that. That's another reason why I don't buy what Jerry is selling. Jerry loves stars, but he wants to be the biggest star. That's what celebrities do. They don't mind people sharing their celebrity umbrella, but they want to make sure that they get everything underneath the umbrella. And that's where the Cowboys are always going to be. Jerry Jones wants to win a championship. This way, people can look at him and say, Jerry Jones, you are the reason. The sad part is, and the comedic part of that is, Chad, no one's going to say that. If the Cowboys break through, they're going to say what players did what or what coaches did what. Oh, hey, Jerry Jones, congratulations on getting your trophy. He doesn't realize that, but he has enough power and stroke, Chad, where he doesn't have to care about such things when he's still the biggest star with a team that plays a star in their helmet when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, when they hand the Lombardi Trophy over the first time, they hand it to the owner first. That's where Jerry Jones can get his shine if he can make this thing happen.
If they hand the trophy to him, no one else is ever getting that back. He's literally going to run out of stadium. Mine, mine, mine. I told you I could do it. Mine, mine. They're going to see that trophy go off into the western skyline if the Cowboys win the championship. That'll be the only time you're going to see that trophy gets in the parade, and Jerry will not let that trophy go when it's said and done. He's Chad Brown. Hit him on Twitter at ChadBrown94. He's in Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry. Hit me on Twitter at ColemanESPN. Keep weighing in your predictions for Ravens at Chiefs tonight. Who wins the opening game of the NFL season? How did they do that? On the Dr. Pepper call in line at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Like I mentioned, Chad Brown played 15 years in the National Football League. One of his teams he played for was the Pittsburgh Steelers. What does he think about Russell Wilson, that if he doesn't play well in week one, he may not get a week two as a starting quarterback in Pittsburgh? We'll get to that next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Ah, fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here, and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed, and the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fire tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meat probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Untuckit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
He's Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman on the Electric Circus, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in, and always tell that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. What do you need to know about your best bets for the weekend? This way you have some more money in your pocket when the first week of the NFL season is over. We're going to talk about that and give you exactly those bets to pay attention to in about 10 minutes. And maybe, just maybe, it may not be a best bet for Russell Wilson as Steelers quarterback for week one. Chad, the team, one of the teams you played for in the NFL, your 15-year career, they're listing Russell Wilson that he was limited in practice today due to tightness in his calf that has bothered him all preseason, all training camp long.
Man. Do teams fudge injury reports to create a narrative and make things easier for them when they want to make a move later? Because I think that's what we're all thinking here. Mm-hmm. The Russell Wilson experience in Denver did not end so well. The Russell Wilson experience in preseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers did not go so well. So now to see this report today, oh, man, it gives those folks who believe in conspiracy theories and believe those folks who want to believe that teams would fudge an injury report to make something seem as if it's something that it's not.
Right.
It gives them fuel for the fire. It really does. And while I'm not one to lean in that direction, I do find this a bit interesting.
Yeah.
I do find the timing to be quite curious.
Yeah, because there's no reason for them to not put that out there because, as Chad will tell you, NFLs have to list players that are injured on the injury report each and every Friday. If you don't do that, holy, you know what's going to come down on you from the National Football League. They get really, really stringent about injury reports and trying to keep guys off the injury report. They don't play that kind of game in the NFL. With that being said, if he's going to have that kind of calf tightness and he was limited in practice, then Mike Tomlin, what do you do regarding the starting quarterback on Sunday when your team takes on the Atlanta Falcons, who believe they can win that division in the NFC South with Kirk Cousins as their quarterback? They get Matthew Judon to rush the passer, and they trade for the New England Patriots. They're playing a team that believes they're not just going to be a contender in their division, Chad. They're going to go out there and win that division, and they want to get that thing started no matter who's out there playing quarterback on Sunday, whether it's Justin Fields or Russell Wilson for Pittsburgh.
Russell Wilson, I believe, lost not just a step, but probably two steps during his time in Denver. With the offensive line issues we saw in the preseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if you're Mike Tomlin, wait, I got a quarterback who still thinks he can buy time in the pocket but can't and has lost a step. Now he's limited with this calf injury, and my offensive line is still rounding into shape while we're all collectively trying to learn a new offense.
Exactly, yeah.
Does that give this team, does that give Russell Wilson best chance for success? You brought in Justin Fields for a reason. So we talked about this in the pre-show meeting. I certainly had one feeling, but I've thought about this more and more. I don't necessarily think it's going to be a quick hook for Russell Wilson. I think Mike Tomlin would like to see Russell Wilson and see if there can be any possible success here before turning to Justin Fields. But I think this calf injury certainly opens up the possibility of saying, you know what, maybe we try that next week. You're not ready to go. We are not ready to go, and to give you as a guy who's nicked up and aging the best chances for success behind our offensive line that's still trying to figure things out.
Put it this way: if you're Mike Tomlin, and there's no question he is loyal to a fault, and I believe he has a certain kind of loyalty to Russell Wilson based on what has gone on with him, whether he's lost one step or, like you said, Chad, two steps. Mike Tomlin looks at him and says, "If I can save that guy, that's the kind of quarterback who has a Super Bowl ring, has played in two Super Bowls, has been in playoff, has had some playoff stops in his career. that can really, really help us out when we did not have that a quarterback. But with an injury like that, maybe Harry Douglas, by the way, he's calling the game on Sunday with Steve Levy, 1 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN Radio. He says, maybe, just maybe, before they heard about this injury, yesterday in the show, he says, if Russell Wilson looks like,
I feel different than I felt last week about this because, you know, we touched on this on Get Up last Thursday. And I frankly said to myself, Russell Wilson's probably going to be given a little bit more grace. Mm-hmm. But as the days started going by, okay, and I'm preparing for this game,
yeah,
and I know how big it is for the Pittsburgh Steelers because a quick start is imperative for them because of what their last 8 games looked like.
Okay.
If Russell Wilson goes out there and he stinks up the place, interception, offense not moving the football, not a cohesive unit, we can see Justin Fields before the day's over with.
Really?
I really do feel that way now.
Well, based on what we heard so far, Chad, we might see Russell Wilson not starting before the game even gets started with regard to the Atlanta Falcons, depending exactly how he can, whatever this calf tightness is, how he recovers and what kind of treatment he's going to get to try to get him ready for game 1 on Sunday versus Atlanta.
But let's not forget, Justin Fields hasn't exactly lit it up either. It's one thing when you want to go away from your starter, but then you're going away from this guy, but you're going to someone else. Mm-hmm. And that someone else has also shown ball security issues in the preseason, has also shown not necessarily being a guy who gets the ball out of his hand in time to allow this offensive line to have some success. So I hear all this, but let's not forget the second part of that equation. The second part of this equation is I'm going to go with this other guy who also has not lit it up this preseason, mm-hmm, who also has struggled as this other guy has struggled. This injury thing, I think, opens up the door for Mike Tomlin to view it through a different lens. But if both guys are healthy, he clearly wants to lean on Russell Wilson rather than Justin Fields.
Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas. Join me, Freddie Coleman, on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. Unless Russell Wilson completely looks like a guy that needs to be put away, as in terms of either just be a backup quarterback or try to make a team, unless we actually see that, Mike Tomlin is going to let's ride with Russell Wilson. Because to what you just said, that trust factor may not be there with Justin Fields. He has that playmaking ability, but if you can't do the basics, a guy like Mike Tomlin is not going to put you out there and compromise his team. He had enough of that last year with the quarterbacks he had with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And by hook or by crook, they made the playoffs anyway, one of the 3 teams in the AFC North to find their way into the postseason. So the last thing he's going to do is say, I'm not going to put this defense, I'm not going to put this team through that again. That being said, if Russell Wilson looks less than anything that Mike Tomlin wants to have him look like, he can't just have that leash be 6 games, 7 games, 8 games. If it does not seem to be getting better at the 4 or 5 games, whether he likes it or not, he may have no choice but to put Justin Fields in, because he may be getting stink eye and side eye from guys in that locker room saying, why is that guy still a starting quarterback where he's more of a detriment than an asset, and we need an asset at that position that we did not have last year, and maybe we may not have it again this year with the kind of defense we're going to play in Pittsburgh.
We all need to be looking through the same lens as far as a quarterback goes, players in the locker room and coaches. If we are looking at that thing differently, that's when that distrust starts to come in that you were alluding to there, Freddie. That's when guys start to question the authority of the head coach. Well, why are you making this choice? Why is this guy out there? He's costing me a year of my career. I can't make this year up. You're making a choice that is counter to my success and to our team's success. So don't play with my career, man, just because you like this guy that's got experience, when clearly this younger guy is better, more capable, and gives us a higher percentage chance of winning.
So will Russell Wilson be out there on Sunday, part of an NFL doubleheader on ESPN Radio, as the Atlanta Falcons host the Pittsburgh Steelers? Then after that, it's the Russell Wilson Bowl. The Broncos and the Seahawks tangle in Seattle. Coverage begins at noon Eastern time on select ESPN radio stations. With Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas, joining me, Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry. Always join us on Twitter at ChadBrown94 and at Coleman ESPN. So everybody can use a little bit more money. Well, we got some ideas for you when it comes to games this week in the NFL that may put more money in your pocket by Monday. Those best bets are next if you keep it here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Want to shop Walmart Black Friday deals first? Walmart Plus members get early access to our hottest deals. Join now and get 50% off a one-year annual membership. Shop Black Friday deals first with Walmart Plus. See terms at walmartplus.com.
He's Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together on the Electric Circus known as Freddie and Harry on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in and always tell that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. It's time to do our best to put some more money in your pocket by the end of the NFL Week 1 regular season that kicks off tonight involving Baltimore and Kansas City and ends with San Francisco and the Jets on Monday Night Football, 8:20 Eastern Time on ABC and ESPN. She's always an SOS sister of the show. She is Erin Kate Dolan, ESPN Sports Betting Analyst. Hit her on Twitter at Erin Kate Dolan. So we know that people love to bet on things, especially when the National Football League is definitely involved. Whatever numbers are out there, how much money could be wagered on this upcoming NFL season potentially, Erin?
Well, first off, thank you for having me back. It's been some time. I'm excited to give some bets out. And also, as always, go Birds. I'm an Eagles fan for anybody new tuning in, so get ready to cover your ears if you don't like the Eagles. But back to your question, an estimated $35 billion, yes, billion dollars will be wagered on the NFL this season.
What?
That's a 30% increase from last season based on data released by some state gaming commissions. So 38 states right now, plus the District of Columbia, allow betting on the NFL, and bookmakers, of course, on a game-per-game basis, more bets are going to be placed on NFL games than any other league by a long shot. But, yeah, an estimated $35 billion.
That's amazing. Thank you for the massive context of those numbers there, Erin.
Billion with a B.
Billion, yes billion with a B. Mm-hmm. All right, Thursday night football. What are you liking in the traditional betting markets?
So the Chiefs opened as a 2.5-point favorite, and these lines came out back in May, so they've been bouncing around just a little bit. So it's gone to -3, -2.5, but right now it's currently at -3 on ESPN Bet. The total also continues to drop slightly. It's at 46.5 at this point. I think the Chiefs will ultimately end up winning this game. I mean, Mahomes is 10-2 straight up in his career in the first two games of the season, but we also know that Lamar Jackson, this guy is so good as an underdog, 12-1-1 against the number, which is the best record of an underdog of any quarterback in the Super Bowl era. So you can't count them out, but this is going to be a totally different situation than what we saw in the AFC Championship game. I don't think you want to go back to that game and say, okay, this player played really well, so that's going to happen week one. That's not really how this works. There was a little bit of shakeup on both defenses, for one, but I think the Chiefs win the game outright. So what I would do is I would live bet this game and wait to try to see if you can get a better price. I wouldn't lay the 3 points. That's obviously a key number, and I feel like, you know, 3 sounds like a push to some extent. And then as for the total, I'm leaning towards the under. I know 27 points were scored in the AFC title game. I don't think we'll see low scoring like that, but you know, I'm not a huge fan of the total. I'll probably stay away from that, but I am leaning towards the under. And if anything, maybe look at the team totals for some of these guys. I mean, Kansas City over 23.5 points. It's a little juicy at -140, but I don't think that's the worst play.
Great stuff by Erin Dolan, ESPN Sports Betting Analyst, joining us in studio like she's going to do each and every week during the football season on Freddie and Harry and ESPN Radio. Chad Brown of Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. You mentioned players. What are some player props you like when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs?
So I'm looking at Xavier Worthy to go under his receiving yards prop. It's at 44.5 right now, so it's come down from 45.5. Obviously, they were very encouraged by what they saw by him in preseason, rightfully so. But that is preseason. This is your first game against a really good secondary, a really good team. And obviously, Hollywood Brown being out of the lineup could potentially open him up to have more receiving yards, but I don't necessarily think that's going to be the case, especially going against, you know, Humphrey and Stevens. This is first game, you're a rookie. I'm not saying he's not going to be great, especially down the line or even for the team in the second game of the season. It's just first game of the season, I am concerned about that. And then Mahomes' interception. He had an interception in every primetime game last year, and also he's had an interception in 70% of primetime games in his career. So This man, for some reason, been throwing interceptions in primetime, and obviously the wide receiver group last year, they led the league in drops with 25, which was the most by any wide receiver core, I mean, in a single season over the past 10 years. Baltimore secondary, good. So I'm an interception queen for some reason, not to pick on people, but I do like Mahomes' interception for tonight.
All right, well, these two sides of the ball, and this one on the other side of the ball for the Ravens. What are some of the props that you like there?
I'm looking at Lamar to go under 8.5 rushing attempts. The Ravens obviously led the league in rushing yards last season. Lamar also led in rushing yards on the team. But now you bring in a guy like King Henry. There's a reason you brought this guy in. You know, hand him the ball, let him run, keep Lamar Jackson healthy. I mean, he'll scramble and move around, but I think he'll still go under 8.5 rushing attempts just like he did in that AFC Championship game. You know, he did have to rely on his legs much more, but now he has some great weapons, so he might be throwing the ball more, and also, again, he can just lean on King Henry. So under 8.5 rushing attempts for Lamar.
Now we go to the juicy part with Aaron Dolan, ESPN Sports Betting Analyst, joining Freddie Coleman and Chad Brown in studio on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. She is a Birds gal. She loves her Philadelphia
Go
Eagles.
Birds.
She didn't love them a lot at the end of last year, as in terms of not liking them at all.
I'm one of those fans. You know, you're not fair weather.
Yeah, you're not fair weather.
No,
I'm not. You're the anti-Eagles fan where you don't have green-colored glasses.
We did throw snowballs at Santa, so.
Well, you know, Santa was late with the toys for Christmas. He probably deserved it. So,
You're right. They always deserve it. Let's just stick to that. They always deserve it.
I didn't say they always.
I'm kidding, maybe in that situation.
I'm kidding. So, tomorrow, playing in Brazil, your Eagles against the Green Bay Packers. What is a best bet that has gotten your attention?
So I'm going to look at Devonta Smith touchdown. I love that. That is more of a gut play. Look, with betting, some things everyone's like, where's the analysis? Where's this, this, and that? It's week one, okay? Half this stuff, we're going off our gut. Like, people were, you know, definitely, I mean, they always do online, but more so specifically, like, not great analysis either on Xavier Worthy. And I'm like, guys, he hasn't played a regular season game. What do you want me to do? Nonetheless, I digress. We're going to go with Smith to have a touchdown. He had 7 touchdowns in 16 games played last season. And I just feel like Jalen Hurts might find him. There's so many different weapons, of course, that he can throw to, but I like Smith to have one. And also, I think this offensive line is going to be better under Kellen Moore, and I think they're going to come out firing. I think they're going to put up a bunch of points.
Okay.
I'm really liking that one. And also, I think the Eagles win, but I'm a little biased in terms of that. But if you parlay the Eagles and Smith, you can probably get a good price on that. So different ways you can play it. But I do think the Eagles ultimately end up winning. I just don't like the spread at 2.5 right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Aaron. The juicy stat there on Patrick Mahomes in primetime interceptions, that was something I did not know.
Me neither.
What are some other trends that bettors should be aware of here in week one?
All right, so 3 trends for you. The first one, which is pretty jarring, the last 15 quarterbacks drafted number one overall are 0-14-1 outright and 1-14 against the number. So you have to think about Caleb Williams in this spot. I love the Tennessee Titans. I've been saying that all offseason. It was +4.5. It's now down to +4. But I do think Caleb Williams will struggle in his first regular season game. Maybe I'll be wrong, but nonetheless, I still like the Titans to keep it close in that one. So that's one trend to be aware of. Also, week one unders are 23-9 over the last 2 seasons.
Really?
So unders have absolutely crushed it. The books obviously are aware of this. They've adjusted slightly. But at the same time, that's one thing to keep in mind. Just not a lot of high scoring. I mean, it's first game of the season.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Also, over the last 15 seasons, week one home dogs in divisional games are 22-7-1, 16-1 outright. So that would apply to the only game on the board, Texans-Colts. Colts gets in 2.5 at home, so very successful divisional dogs at home in week one.
Yeah, that's how you're going to get some more money in your pocket by Monday when the last game of the NFL week one season in terms of season opens in, because Aaron Dolan always does it and does it well. ESPN Sports Betting Analyst.
Oh, you guys are too sweet.
No, but just reporting. Hit her on Twitter, Aaron K. Dolan. Always great to have
you. Yeah, there's a fire there right now. You want to look at a fire, go to my Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
X, whatever it's called. Oh, am I getting trolled for that? I'll probably get trolled for that, too. Here we go.
No,
I get in trouble for today.
We'll put it this way. Not as much trouble as Harry Dulles is going to be in when it comes to his Falcons. He joins us next in Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.